What is blogging while brown, and does sounding black mean less money in your paycheck? We'll do an interesting little on-air experiment. We've got that and more on today's Bloggers Roundtable. With us, freelance journalist Danielle Belton. She runs the blogs Black Snob and the Secret Council of American Negroes. LN Rock, otherwise known as the African American Political Pundit. He's also a member of the Afrosphere Bloggers Group and author and DJ Richard Graves. He writes the blog DJ Black Adam. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Fry.
Hello.
So this weekend, hundreds of bloggers of color are going to gather in Atlanta, Georgia, for the first ever Blogging While Brown conference. There's no way to know how many will show up or how many are out there. 6 months ago, the blog search engine Technorati was tracking more than 112 million blogs worldwide. Well, worldwide minus China, which keeps its own statistics, about 70 plus million more blogs. So, LN, blogging plays a big part in your life. You're a member of Afrosphere, a group of African-American bloggers. Tell me more about Afrosphere and some other ways you're working to bring black bloggers online.
Yeah, we have been working for about a year now, pulling black bloggers together to address many of the issues that are going on in the African-American diaspora around issues of color, arousal, bigotry, racism, conflicts within community, and really community building, changing the way people look at African-Americans as well. So we've come together as black bloggers and have said, hey, listen, we're tired of other people addressing our concerns and seeing us in a different way. We need to get out there and communicate it the way we feel is necessary. And that's what we do as African-American bloggers.
Now, you guys, what about this conference? Anyone going?
No, not me.
No, I'm not able to. I'm working on a project up here, so I'm not able to go down there. But I would like to. I think it's a good thing for everyone to get together down there, the African-American bloggers, to talk and exchange ideas and physically meet each other. A lot of us talk to each other online and maybe through email or phone calls. But I think it's a good thing for everyone to get together and talk about the issues of the African-American community, especially with this election going on, and, you know, and just maybe make some connections and work towards getting information out and doing different things with the blog sphere that we have.
Are you disappointed that you won't be able to go?
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, I am too, personally. I mean, I've met a lot of people. I've been emailing people. I've networked with a lot of people through the internet. And so I was just kind of curious to see, you know, who these people were, to put kind of like faces to these blogs. So on my part, yes, I am kind of disappointed that I'm not able to go.
You know, bloggers are not exactly known as herd animals. I mean, the people who are tend to be people who are brought together by more commercial blogs like Gawker and, you know, and sometimes nonprofit blogs. But it's also one of those things. One of the things that it's made it really popular, I believe, is that people can do it on their own. Do you think that there should be some kind of more organized, you know, Richard, association of black bloggers? Is there one I don't know about?
No, if there is, I don't know about it either. But I think it would be it would be good if we had some type of central, not authority per se, but a central group of bloggers that we could, I guess, coordinate with when we are talking about specific issues or if we're trying to get action on a certain certain thing, maybe a crime that happened that's not getting enough attention, or maybe something in politics that we want to try to forward. It would be good to have a central group of people from different ideologies that we could, you know, say, okay, look, this happened and we want to shine the light on this, and how should we do it, or how should we petition and kind of, you know, organize things in that way. I think it would be a good thing if we had something like that.
But I feel like Afrosphere has been able to do that on some level. I mean, I'm also a member of the Afrosphere, and there's been a lot of issues that have been brought to my attention that, you know, don't pop up in television and in print that I've learned about online through other black bloggers. So I feel like Afrosphere is trying to do something like that.
Yeah, I think they are.
And I will concur that the Afrosphere has been doing a lot. I know with Jenna Six and the sister that was down there in Texas, and right now we're gearing up for another effort, which probably both of you all know about, but I'm not going to announce here, but you'll hear about it in the next couple of days. The Afrosphere.
Oh, come on. Come on. Now, if most people have heard about it, tell our audience.
Well, the Black Bloggers, there's a Black Bloggers organization called, if I'm not mistaken, Black Afrosphere Bloggers Association. And then there is the Afrosphere Bloggers Group, which is a group of Black bloggers. I guess we're numbering about 140 now, and we continue to grow. We're a political bloggers group to some degree, but as at the same time, a social activist bloggers group. And we come together as a think tank, essentially. And one of the things that we're taking a look at is the issue of, and I should be ashamed of myself, but I'm going to do it, the issue of tasering, the tasing of many African Americans across America. And it's an issue that is really important, and current public policy is not good with regards to police and what they're doing in African American communities. So it's something that the Afrosphere will be addressing shortly.
So it sounds like your mandate goes well outside of, okay, well, what's up with technology? It goes into social issues.
Oh, yeah, big-time social issues. You know, with the Gen of Six, we were actively involved rousing the people out there that do actually read bloggers. And the good thing about blogging as well is the fact that Google has now used bloggers in a different way, too. They actually allow for anyone that Googles an issue, it goes to the blog as well.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys an incredibly impolite question. They say, you know, at dinner parties never ask about religion or money. So this is a money question. Are any of you guys making money off of your blogs?
Define money.
The thing you spend to get food?
I think I might be able to buy some food with the money I make off my blog, although milk's gotten pretty expensive, so that might be out of my price range of what I'm able to pull down from the Black Snob.
Gentlemen?
Yeah, I haven't tried to, actually. So, you know, I have a few links to, like, a couple of products that I have, but nothing major. So, no, I haven't really tried to.
I'll tell you, I like Francis L. Holland, who is one of the Black bloggers out there. We have probably about 10 or 12 blogs on our own. So with AdSense and other activities, I don't make a living through blogging, but I do get significant dollars, not just from AdSense, but from other activities that I put on my blogs for advertising.
Do you think that there needs to be a general upgrade in how people approach whether it's Black bloggers or other bloggers, particularly with a social or educational mission, and how people approach the revenue side, which is constantly in flux. Ellen, do you find that bloggers really, and I'm not talking about the big commercial blogs, but smaller bloggers know how to monetize their product, to use one of those awful internet words?
Yeah, I don't think Black bloggers actually monetize to the level that they should. There's a couple of people out there that are attempting to teach Black bloggers how to monetize, like the other bloggers that are actually getting political dollars, as an example. There's a lot of political advertising out there. It's interesting that the Black blogs, as I've noticed, aren't even getting the political ads from the Democratic Party.
All right, I want to move on to a bit of fun, of course, a mix of seriousness. There's a question posed on the economics blog, Freakonomics, based on the best-selling book. How much does it cost you in wages if you, quote, sound Black? New research by the University of Chicago compared the wages of people who sound Black when they talk to those who do not, and they found Blacks who sound Black earn salaries that are 10% lower than Black folks who do not sound Black. Now, for what it's worth, whites who sound Black earn 6% lower than other whites. So We did a pretty fun little thing where we got two of our NPR West employees to give us a clip. And what I want you to do, and I'll just use the order, LN, Richard, and then Danielle. LN, Richard, and then Danielle. Listen to this voice. There'll be two of them. Listen to the voice, and as soon as it's done, tell me black, white, or other. Okay, you ready, LN?
I am.
Okay, let's listen to the first voice.
Jack and Jill ran up a hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after.
LN?
Black.
Richard?
Black.
Danielle?
Black.
Okay, let's listen to another voice.
Jack and Jill ran up a hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after.
LN?
White.
Richard?
White.
Danielle?
I want to say white, but that could also be other.
Okay. Well, you guys were generally right, Danielle. It was not other, but white. and, you know, we missed our chance for the really subversive one because one of our employees is both black and British, and so we were hoping for a curveball, but she's also on vacation. Do you believe that do you believe it, Ellen, that there's this great significant disparity in earnings?
Oh, I have no question about it. Coming from Boston, and my diction is a little bit different from others, I've had the same question posed to me, where am I from when I speak? I get opportunities that are different because of my speaking.
What do you mean? What kind of opportunities?
Well, diction, and as well as when I go for an interview for a position, as an example, they say that I talk differently. So in talking differently, I have gotten opportunities that I don't think I would have gotten otherwise.
Richard, do you think, have you ever had a moment where someone either criticized, you know, like, oh, you sound too white, or you sound too this or that or the other?
Yeah, I've heard that before. You know, being in Chicago, sometimes in speaking with people, you know, they'll say, well, you sound white, which I find utterly ridiculous. But I do see that, you know, looking at the fact that there are white people when they supposedly talk black, and I would assume that we're talking about the dialect, the African-American vernacular English is what we're talking about, I'd assume, or Ebonics. You know, I think that it's just like with the Southern dialect, they also get paid less, too. I think that Midwestern English is a standard that is expected in professional settings. And I would think that if you are interviewing in that sort of setting, that you might want to, you know, watch a few TV shows and try to make sure that your grammar is up to par and that you're talking the standard English of the nation. You know, I mean, the sub vernaculars, I think, are inappropriate for business settings, things of that nature. So, I mean, it's just something that we have to adapt for.
All right, guys, we're going to have to wrap it up right here. Danielle, sorry you didn't get a chance to comment on this. But
it's okay.
If you want to send us something for the blog, we're always up for that. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Thank you.
We've been talking with author and DJ Richard Graves. He writes the blog DJ Black Adam and was at member station WBEZ in Chicago. LN Rock, otherwise known as the African-American political pundit. He was at our NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. And Danielle Belton runs the blogs Black Snob and the Secret Council of American Negroes. She was at member station KWMU in St. Louis, Missouri.